Hey, welcome to Fit Radio. I'm your humble host, Tiffany Rivera. Sure is good to be with you today. Can't wait to share with you an incredible interview I had with Dr. Joseph Caperna out of San Diego. This is where our home studio is, San Diego, California. On this episode, we talked about CBD oils, we talked about THC, we talked about the benefits of these oils in Western medicine. Thank you so much to Dr. Caperna. Can't wait for you to hear our interview. Amazing stuff. Welcome to Fit Radio. Shortly, we're going to get started, and I want to share with you his bio and go right into the interview. So sit back, grab your pen and pad, turn your mind on high, and let's get groovy together. I'm feeling so happy about this information we're about to put out. So enjoy yourself and please pass it along. So, working with Dr. Caperna in the past, seeing patients that he's actually referred over to me, it's been a pleasure. And one of the things I've observed about Dr. Caperna is he's extremely diligent about patient care. It's amazing how closely relatable he is and how his patients open up so freely to Dr. Caperna. It's amazing how the honesty and the transparency between patient and doctor is exemplified through Dr. Caperna. And I've always admired when I get his patients in to visit me based on his referral, how open and honest they are about me, about their lifestyle. And that enables us to get right into the heart of the matter, whether it be muscular, physical, sometimes spiritual, sometimes mental, and it all ties together to give the body a full experience of release. And what's so awesome is Dr. Caperna is not just a medical Western doctor, he embraces all cultures, the root of traditional medicine. And so I'm telling you, it's really been neat to sit down with him and to watch him in motion. So I wanted to give you a little background on Dr. Caperna, and then we'll go right into our interview itself. So Dr. Joseph Caperna was born and raised in Ohio. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree, cum laude, from Kenyon College in 1984. He then graduated from the Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, Cleveland, Ohio, in 1990. He has practiced medicine since that time, completing internal medicine residency training at the UCSD Medical Center in 1993. He is board certified in internal medicine. In 1994, he was awarded a master's degree in public health from UC Berkeley. He completed a three-year fellowship in hematology oncology at UCSD from 1995 to 98. He was a full-time faculty member at UCSD, clinical professor of medicine from 1998 to early 2013. Dr. Caperna has received several awards recognizing his compassionate approach to medicine. In 1998, he received the UCSD Humanitarian Award for helping to start a blood bank in a rural area of Peru called Haraz. In 2007, he received the UCSD Diversity Award, recognizing his contributions to underserved populations. In 2011, he received the Kenyon College Humanitarian Award for volunteer work in Africa and Peru. In 2012, he was awarded the San Diego County Brad Truax Award for community service in the area of HIV care and treatment. He is also an American Academy of HIV Medicine Specialist, passing the credentialing examination every 2 years since 2006. Dr. Caperna takes a holistic approach to patient care, remembering the mind, body, and spirit connections. He believes in promoting optimal health through collaborations with complementary therapies and practitioners. We hope that the following podcast will be of most use for you and your family. Pass along and enjoy.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Caperna. Thank you for your time today as well. Good to see you. Dr. Caperna, how has oncology care embraced integrative medicine?
That is a big question. I have to go by region, and even within a region like the city, some places have embraced it and others are just starting with it. I know that I've spent 28 years at UCSD. I'm still a UCSD professor in infectious diseases. I did my training in oncology from 95 to 98 at UCSD, and they now have an integrative health system and are working with the oncologists. So how has it changed? Well, the first thing is on the inpatient setting. If you look at UCSD, where I know the system, I can now, in the computer, that took a while, order an acupuncture consult or an integrative medicine consult, just like I can order physical therapy or a cardiology consult. One of my friends, Dr. Aaron Raskin, is an acupuncturist, and it took UCSD embracing other practitioners like an acupuncturist. They were always a different kind of practitioner. They were never allowed to really practice. And certainly, the specific thing about UCSD and other systems is they've allowed them to be volunteers for decades, but not allowed them to bill or collect money when under their roof. I never really understood that, if it was liability or just they were afraid. They didn't want to fully embrace the obvious relationship we have with other practitioners, whether you want to call us all holistic practitioners. I use that word to my patients, holistic, and one patient, kind of funny, he wrote a Yelp about me and said, well, Dr. Caperna's a little new age sometimes, and maybe that was what he got out of my describing myself as holistic. I'm a Western-based medical doctor, and so to go back to your question about how is oncology embraced, well, they're from two different systems historically in our country. You know, oncology, when I hear the word oncology, I think of Western medicine, like go to a Western medicine hospital, get an MRI, find a mass on a kidney, have a biopsy or have the kidney taken out, there's cancer, have chemotherapy, have radiation. That's one system. Another system that's trying to, you know, work with the Western medical system. The Western medical system still has all the money and the power, and if people have medical insurance, that's where they can afford to go. Embrace is a big word. It means using both arms, and I think it's kind of at the level of a handshake right now, and they actually have shaken Dr. Aaron Raskin's hand. They're letting her do all the work for free so far, my good friend, and she's doing really good work. So it's back to CBDs. I'm talking about just holistic medicine, this other system. CBDs is part of this other group of people that we need to work with because they can help my patients. And that's how I look at looking at any practitioner. There's one practitioner in particular that I send my cancer patients to for CBD and THC oil.
What are your thoughts on using CBD oils and THC oils for your patients?
Well, I think I want to use them in everybody. I think that it's an amazing plant. Back up a minute about who I am. In my life, I'm constantly looking for better words to describe who I am and what I'm doing. And something new that's become strong and consistent is plant-based therapy. It's just safer. And when you think about plant-based therapy, you think about essential oils that are pressed out of the plant that I understand is the safest and best way to get the oil. That immediately is important to me in terms of, you know, how do I talk to my patients about CBD, or what do I think was your question about CBDs for my patients? Well, what I think about my patients for CBDs is like anything, how much is it going to cost them? And on the downside of all this regulation is there's a 13% tax on marijuana plant. And then if you buy CBDs, just to be honest about that, so just if you want to get the plant, which is smoked, has cost a 13% tax on the patient and a 30% tax on all California residents, because it's legal in California to use marijuana, whether you're going to use a marijuana plant to smoke it in food with edibles, we call it, there's still a tax, so that's the downside. But the good side is hopefully part of the regulation, unfortunately, it's going to cost us more, but I, as a doctor, how do I think about CBDs for my patients? I think medically about them. I think about milligrams per milliliter. I think about drops and doses, I say, to my patients. So over the last about 5 years, as I've been working specifically with doctors who prescribe CBDs. I do not prescribe CBD or THC oils. I only think about them for my patients. Then I send them to someone who knows more about them. My job is to understand, you know, the physiology, the pathophysiology of oncology. How is the cancer caused? How is it going to grow? Do I understand what type of cancer? Where is it going to go?
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. And then, you know, I don't know so much about the curative properties about CBDs and THCs. I know that they're not very antibiotic, but they're certainly anti-cancer, anti-HIV, anti-seizure.
Okay.
So how do I think about them? I think about whether it's going to be affordable, whether it's going to be safe. So first in, I'm a Western medicine trained and proud to follow the Hippocratic Oath that our first primum is to not hurt someone. Primum non nocere, first don't hurt, do not harm. Then we can talk about using something.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to first not to recommend something. My job is to first not hurt the person. And unfortunately, it's inherent in many of the drugs that I prescribe that I have to first talk about how it's going to hurt them, because I know for sure there's a definite chance it's going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say with the CBDs and the THC oils, there's a definite chance it's not going to hurt the person.
Mm-hmm.
If used properly, and if I refer to, you know, an experienced practitioner who knows how to dose them.
Mm-hmm. Have you had experience where you have seen a noticeable difference between the use of just CBD versus CBD with THC in the form of therapy?
Yes, and I can go from many dramatic stories. Maybe we could start with one dramatic one in a cancer patient, and then plenty of other like easier ones. Like an easy one that was easy to see was a woman that had been on a single antidepressant, sertraline or Zoloft, and said, I just don't want to go back on that. I gained so much weight, and I know it made me not so depressed and actually not want to kill myself. I just don't want to do it. Is there anything else I can do? And I went, yeah, let's go see Dr. Flores, like who's become one of my good colleagues and friends. I called Dr. Flores, Rosie, and said, you know, Rosie, the reason I'm referring this patient to you for CBD and THC oils is because she has a severe depression and it hasn't dropped quite that far yet. And I don't feel like I have to recommendation right now for her to restart the med that kept her from not being suicidal before, but she hated the weight and she didn't like the way she felt.
Yes.
And it was a trade-off. Why can't we offer patients something that doesn't have a significant chance of a bad effect when we're trying to give them a good effect? And that's what the CBD and THC oils offer. They offer a definite chance for a good effect and a definite chance for not bad effect.
Mm-hmm.
If you let me do a double negative.
Right. The side effects aren't as severe.
Yeah, say it better for me. Thank you.
Right. So if you, have you found yourself thinking that a CBD in one case versus a CBD with a THC would be better for another case? Like, have you found yourself leaning towards one form or another for certain cases, like Parkinson's and depression?
Well, absolutely. First is, do they work for the federal government or for the airlines, like a flight attendant, where they're going to be subject to laws outside California, like federal law? Then I say, and Dr. Flores knows this, that she will only recommend the CBDs because they'll risk their job,
mm-hmm.
even though THC might be helpful.
Okay.
So that's the first reason.
Great.
The next reason is, you know, THC really is what I tell people makes you hungry, makes you happy, makes you stupid, makes you stoned, makes you forget things. So people that have significant memory problems, I don't recommend high-dose THC, but a little bit can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes you have to know what you're doing. But I don't know the quantities, so then I can only recommend to Dr. Flores, I would recommend completely avoiding them. And she might come back and say, well, just a little bit of THC. And this is the learning that all of us, I think, need to have. And even my friends say, we don't even know how many cannabinols there are. There's the endocannabinoid system. We don't even know everything about the system.
Mm-hmm.
We know that some of the system has to do with hunger, some
mm-hmm.
has to do with pleasure,
mm-hmm.
you know, some has to do with, you know,
pain,
pain, And some of it has to do with the nervous system and immune system. If these oils are preventing seizures and
helping the immune system.
But we're on such a basic understanding scientifically, and that's where I was trained. I know what I know. I know what my system knows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my holistic practitioners say, we win, man. We got the MRI machine. We got all the labs. We have all the testing. We can figure out
mm-hmm.
the physiology.
Mm-hmm.
We can take pictures.
Right.
We don't have the safest treatments. They have, the other guys, whoever they are, right?
Right.
The acupuncturists and the CBD
right.
specialists and the THC specialists, they have the naturopaths and, you know, I'm going to forget all of my colleagues and all of their alphabet
right.
soups that help us. The massage therapists.
Right.
All of these other people that the Western medicine system has said other, and they're not other.
Right. I'm so glad to hear you mention about...
Yeah, bring me back on track.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as a transdermal therapy massage, I have found what the effects could be of like CBD, okay, and on an inflammation level or immediate area of pain where it seems to dilate and just reduce the pain right away, inclusive of icing or heat.
I've seen that too.
It's
with
just
the topical,
amazing.
That's the only product that I offer in my office.
Is
a topical CBD, does not have THC in it in my office,
exactly.
But there is a topical salve. They call it a salve, right?
Right, and that's what I use and highly recommend, and I'm using the buttercream
too. And I recommend
too.
That first instead of like topical Bengay or even the topical capsaicin, which is pepper cream, which
right.
is kind of a plant-based natural. Pharmaceutical
sure.
companies make it.
Yeah, or arnica. And a
yeah.
lot of CBDs have the arnica and other elements and the essential
oils. And then let's
oils.
Get more intelligent.
Right.
Not just CBDs, but what other topically can we be putting on people
exactly.
that are helpful? And you reminded me of something I wanted to give you a compliment on in a minute.
Sure, but the
yeah.
THC, when I have used topically the CBD with THC, and they, the
uh-huh.
patient has brought it in because they have the license to carry higher
uh-huh.
doses of THC.
Uh-huh.
I can't sell THC-based products, but I've certainly felt the positive effects of it. Now, what I have found when using the CBD, nerve pain and tremors stop within 15 minutes of our session. And I'm talking like Parkinson's or the sometimes tremors with the neuralgia, the feet neuralgia, and they can feel less. Sometimes they have a constant ache of the needles,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to depress when I use the THC. And those are people bringing in the product, especially if I work the neck with TMJ with their THC product. It's amazing how their pain dissipates. And I thought, well, maybe because it's closer to the brain, being up in the neck area with the THC, because it seems definitely THC has a quicker pain, mental relief than topical CBD with just area inflammation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing with my clients makes perfect sense based on what we just talked about.
And that
thank you.
Links with what I was going to give you a compliment about what patients think about topical medicines and whether things are absorbed in the skin. And so you told me, of course things get absorbed. They get absorbed to a certain level. And I go, yeah, I know, as they did. That's why we use massage oil and get things
sure.
looser. And I never really thought about how far it goes. So some people say, it's only going on the skin. It doesn't do anything. I go, no.
60%.
When massage therapists, when massage workers work on you, they put oil on your body. It's not just a topical effect. It's seeping in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how far it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, on the other hand, some patients are worried it's not going to work because it's not going to seep in. They don't even believe this obvious phenomenon, right?
Right.
Other people are too worried it's going to seep in too deep and go into their blood. No,
mm-hmm.
it does not. The biggest problem with CBD and THC oils is none of us know enough, like about anything, I suppose. Patients need to know more to not be afraid or to disregard it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't seep in enough. I'm just disregarding it. I don't think it's going to work.
It's not
gonna or
work, right.
It's seeping in too much. Oh my God, I'm worried about it. Oh my God, it's marijuana. Well, my old one on that was, I always have two responses to that. One is, I've never heard of an overdose of marijuana, okay, until the THC oils in the dispensaries and people are passing out,
mm.
okay? And my other response was, I was lucky enough to be on the Human Subjects Committee in 1993 at UC San Francisco, where we approved one of the first studies of inhaled marijuana. And the psychiatrist that was chair of the committee was quoted on the front page paper of the San Francisco Chronicle, "It's the drug of peace and love." And it's just like, what are we all afraid of? Like, can't we just love each other?
Exactly.
Like, we didn't throw in there that medicine should do things for love.
Right.
We really should be doing things. I have the biggest dramatic story, though.
Oh, please share.
Okay, the biggest dramatic story of where I actually saw the effect was when...
Of THC, CBD?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a combination. I don't know what it was because it was very secret. And it was in a leukemic patient. And the local person who is really smart and nice and compassionate and knows what they're doing was providing it to this patient. This is the way the story goes. I'm allowed to tell the story, but I promise not to say any names.
Sure.
And that is part of the problem. Gosh, I want more people to know about this person who helped my patient with leukemia, with terrible pain, terrible anxiety, 12 milligrams of Xanax a day, and countless milligrams of oxycodone and Dilaudid. I think it was Dilaudid. Through topical CBD oils and drops, I think he went down to maybe a half a milligram of Xanax, which is remarkable over a long time, like 3-6 months, and dramatically reduced the pain meds. I can't remember exactly, but dramatically reduced it by topical and by drops that his mother had to check his heart rate and his blood pressure. So it was dosed to a certain blood pressure to get the pain gone.
Wow.
So that means that we're now in a time where CBDs and THCs can be dangerous. And that's where it comes back to primum non nocere, or nocere, I'm sounding silly.
Very good. No, it makes sense. And it will bring me to the scary topic of edibles.
I have expert friends that, first of all, my friend Dr. Flores, 100% for oral administration, and smoking is only recreational. I can't dose it. I can't titrate it. I say, as a Western medicine doctor, it's hot, dirty air.
Okay.
Fine. It makes you feel good. Good. Makes you hungry. Actually, smoking it makes the pain go away. I would always say before these CBDs and THCs were available, I'd say, at least smoke it through water. It takes out most of the carcinogens, and dump the water in between if you have cancer. And I did have a guy that had got a pneumonia from a stool organism because he had diarrhea, and I had to assume it was the same organism as his diarrhea infection, and it ended up in his lung.
Wow.
So, and he was using his water pipe all the time.
Sure.
And so I just guessed, change that
water
and sterilize that, and ice, and then the atomizers came along.
Insight.
And we're old enough now that...
I wonder if my PCP would have found that or connected that. That means your patients have to be extremely honest with you to be able to come to such a
conclusion. I never
cleaned
my water pipe, but he used another word that starts with a B, right?
I mean, that's better than Inspector Clouseau. I mean, really, that's
amazing.
Well,
they allow me to talk about, are they smoking?
Awesome.
I ask them, and they say, yeah, I'm smoking. I go, okay, well, how are you smoking into a pipe? And
yeah, I love the honesty.
I mean, joints are great, but that's like hot, dirty air right away. And joints are great. I used to recommend them because you take one puff, and you can titrate is the word. It's a good thing. Then you don't get happy, hungry, stupid, or silly. or
right. It
sleepy.
Just does its thing.
It does, and you can dose yourself. It's a kind of dosing. And how do I think about CBDs to go kind of back to your second question and THC? They can be used recreationally, and they can be used medicinally. And if you're going to use them medicinally, then smoking is recreational. And if you can use them medicinally, use them in milligrams, or drops, or one puff, or units.
Very, that was the takeaway.
To avoid the danger, yeah.
That's the takeaway right there, doctor, because that is so great to hear, because I have experimented and used cannabis and THC for my own ailments that I had. And when I really tried to follow it medicinally, unsupervised, have you, but medicinally nevertheless, I had to be very, it came to a point where, look, I can't go over to my friend's house and recreationally smoke. It's going to break my medicinal experiment, where I had to, like, no, I can't smoke yours. I can only smoke mine.
Wow, that was scientific what
I
you
mean,
did.
I had
you were
to.
Scientific.
I was very
you
scientific.
You observed yourself, yeah.
And the conclusive evidence was I could not treat myself for depression by smoking marijuana. I couldn't. It was inconclusive, A, because the marijuana was not regular. It wasn't consistent.
Oh, but like a little bit of something in the morning.
Always happy.
A little bit of a biscuit.
Just a little, just a little puff to get me through, and it killed the edge, and it was great. But if I was in a despair, and that seemed to help, but I liked the same strain, couldn't get it each time. You know, sometimes it had to change, and then it was like getting to know it all over again kind of thing.
Right, but you can get your own strain now.
And that's
so
what they encourage.
You can get the same plant now. That was a long way to answer. You're right about that. If you really want to use it medicinally, you have to get the same plant. And even within the same plant, you're still pretty close to the same concentration. Dr. Flores makes her own CBDs and has them tested at two different labs. So she knows the plant she uses, which in general she's going to get the same concentrations like what you're talking about. And then she tests again to get more exact. CBDs and THC oils are really helpful. I mean, there's people
extremely
that are using them in my family. There's one woman who decided to use CBD and THC oils, Rick Simpson oil, to prevent seizures for her lymphoma in her head. I am so proud of her bravery. Or just being simple.
Right.
Like, it's not complicated. This can't hurt you. Make sure you tell your oncologist so that in case there's a drug interaction, which I doubt it, but the problem is we need money to study the drug interactions. Maybe it might interfere with the chemotherapy the Western doctor's giving.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to end on a positive note, how proud I am that even in my own family, when they're in other states, I can't say where these people are. I want to help them. We want to treat people the best way we can. We need to recommend things that are safe. And if we are listening to our patients and actually the edibles are actually helping their depression, maybe we have to use our knowledge, and not like a maybe, we have to use our knowledge and say, I don't know what's in that. This is always what a doctor says.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do something I don't know about, because that could hurt you, just for the fact I don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go to a doctor that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just the thing. If a patient has a question, like I want to use CBD and THC oils, and the doctor doesn't agree with it,
mm-hmm.
that doctor really should be professionally responsible to find somebody.
Right. Refer them.
Refer them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Caperna,
yeah.
This is going to go nationwide. There's going to be people that's going to be listening all across the country. What two tips can you give someone who's interested in starting this form of therapy? What would you recommend? And the second question is, what can people expect coming to your practice here in San Diego?
Would answer the first question is I hope you can talk to your medical provider, which could be a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant or a medical doctor or DO. Those are the four, that's the alphabets that lead medical teams and lead medical care and prescribe medicines. Those four, MD, if you're in that system, go ask them. If your primary care doctor is a licensed acupuncturist, ask them. I believe in primary care. I believe that in the state of California recognizes acupuncturists and others. Some people use naturopaths as your primary care doctor. My first recommendation is a relationship with a primary care provider, which could be me or anybody else. And if they can't answer the question, there's the internet and there's Rick Simpson oil. And if you're really sick, there's tons of great information there. And Dr. Rosie Flores, she's drrosebuds.com. She has a lot of information. If you're a Native American Indian, the Kumeyaay here have a center where they're studying and developing CBDs and THCs. And my understanding is they're doing something which is what you're talking about, like mixing them with other things. Like, I don't know if they're mixing with Arnica, but I'm gonna go there in the next two weeks from now, and try to learn more about plant-based therapies and plants I haven't heard of. So it depends on what medical system you're in. I mean, if you're a Native American Indian, it might be available to you. If you're Kumeyaay, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they tell me. I'm going to find out. Or ask your Western medical doctor. If you come see me in California, I am blessed enough to have a full practice. And my practice is closed. So I'm just lucky. I'm just really lucky.
Excellent.
So people will come and go. I'm going to open my practice again, and I'm going to need new patients.
Sure.
And our motto is kindness. You can't expect us to be nice to you and accepting and knowledgeable. My job is to be excellent in my internal medicine knowledge. You can expect I'm going to do primary care board certified internal medicine,
mm-hmm.
and that you can expect I'm going to my patients know that I enjoy talking to them and that I let them interrupt me, and you can expect that it's okay if you interrupt me.
That's great.
Yeah.
You've been very enlightening, Dr. Kapurna. You always have something new that you are exploring and adding to the practice, and Western medicine is very lucky to have you. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks, Tiffany.